It's after midnight in Manila, in the Philippine Islands, and he thanked us for praying for him. He's still on medication. His son, Matt, who was also, did we tell them yesterday they'd gotten sick? We didn't tell you that, did we? In a lot of different conversations. They'd gotten quite ill in India. And thought perhaps they might even have to cancel his speaking engagements in the Philippine Islands, but due to a lot of prayer and medication, he's feeling much better today, but still not feeling up to 100%. And his son Matt is also feeling much better. Matt had been dehydrated from getting sick in India, and but is pretty nearly, after intravenous liquids, feeling much better as well. Later this day, Dr. MacArthur will be, much later for him, since it's just after midnight there, later this afternoon, he's going to be speaking in the largest public meeting hall in the Philippine Islands, which seats only about 4,000 to 5,000 people, but they've given out 10,000 tickets, and so they're not quite sure how they're all going to get in. And then later after that, he's going to be speaking to 300 pastors this afternoon, and so he wanted us to be sure to be praying for him. But most of all, he wanted to express to you how he's so excited about your being here, can't wait to get back, anxious to see some of you whom he's known from previous years, and real eager to meet those of you whom he hasn't met yet. This is a really special time for me, as we have opportunity to introduce to you this morning our international students who have come to us from all over the globe. And one of the reasons Dr. MacArthur called this morning was because, as he said, I wanted to call you from the Philippine Islands because it was in the Philippine Islands when I first talked to you about coming to the Master's College. I was in the Philippine Islands on a missions trip 3.5 years ago when Dr. MacArthur called, and this wonderful journey began for me and my family at that point. He's a very sensitive, loving man, and that's why he called today. We are so excited that God is bringing to us young men and women from all over this planet. And we had just a few foreign students the first year, and then quite a few more the second, and quite a few more this year. And they're beginning to come to us from countries where a missionary cannot enter. That's very strategic in God's planning. Many are beginning to come from countries that are communist countries, that are Muslim countries, or countries for other reasons that their governments won't permit a missionary to come in. And so they're coming here, for the most part, to be equipped in God's word, and to be equipped in the career field God's calling them into, to then go back when they finish their training here and to help in reaching their nations for Christ. Isn't that exciting? It's incredible. It's just wonderful. And we're so privileged that they're coming to us. And I would like all the international students to join me up here. Now, if you just come right up and form sort of a circle behind me. I'm not quite sure how it got warmer here since yesterday, but thanks for all that fanning. I can feel it up here. That's if everybody were to fan, we could probably get a windstorm going. It's very important that you get to know all these people. And they're going to each come and greet us individually in a moment. But some of you who are here as freshmen, for example, if I could have your attention, please. Thank you. Especially those of you who are otherwise new students, but you're Americans, and English is your native language. When you come into a country to try to speak and study in a language that isn't your original language, and when you're into an alien culture, even as you would hear those who were in China say, sometimes the Chinese food was a little bit hard. Well, you're looking, most of these behind me here have real adjustments with our food, because their food is different than our food, and life is very different here in America. And so I want you to look at them real close, and then when they come up and give a word of greeting, I want to ask each one of you to pick out at least one by name, write their name down, start praying for them every day, and when you encounter them on campus, walk up, introduce yourself to them, and tell them that you're praying for them. Get to know them. They're just wonderful people with tremendous backgrounds, and they all love Jesus. First, I'd like to call up here Melanie Lightborn from the Bahamas.
Hi, my name is Melanie Lightborn. I am a secondary education major. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas, and my hobbies are singing, directing choirs, and meeting strange people because it makes me feel normal.
Next greet, Paul Martin from Canada.
Bonjour, je m'appelle Pamatin. I'm just trying to be international. I don't feel much like an international student, but I'm from Toronto, Canada, and I'm a senior here. I've been here all 4 years, and I'm a biblical studies pre-seminary major and hope to go back to Canada and pastor there someday.
Thank you.
Paul, of course, is our student body president, the ASB president. So we have an international as an ASB president. I think that's great. Next, Sujay Pillay from India.
Yeah, my name is Sujay Pillay. I'm from India. Of course. Hobby. Actually, I have very few. I'm maybe none. I don't know. I'm kind of a bored guy most of the time, I suppose. No, actually, I like playing volleyball. And my major is English, and I'm planning to be a teacher sometime after this in India.
Jorge Barba.
My name is Jorge Eduardo Barba Balcázar. I'm from Santa Cruz de la Sierra, Bolivia. That's in South America. And I love to play soccer. That's maybe my only. Thank you.
Don Brennan.
Okay, my name is Dawn Brennan. Dawn, D-A-W-N. But I do go by the name of Don, so don't worry. I'm British, but I've been living in South Africa, so I've just come from South Africa. So if you've got any questions, just come and ask me. And also, I'm a special ed major, and my hobbies, apart from all the other little things like sewing and all the rest of it, I also like to collect on the British royal family and other monarchs of Europe.
Mark Healy.
My name is Mark Healy. I'm from Canada, just like Paul. I'm here with my brother. I had trouble learning English, the food. I'm a business major, and I plan to be a used car salesman or something.
Steve Haley.
Hi, I'm Steve Healy, and this is my sophomore year, and I'm a history major. My brother over there. Thank you. I'm from Pembroke, Ontario, Canada. Thank you.
Dietrich Luce from the Netherlands Antilles Islands.
Guten Tag, mein Name ist Dietrich Wilhelm Georg Lüsse. No, just kidding. My name is Dietrich, I'm from Bonaire in the Netherlands Antilles, and my major is business, and I like to sail and play soccer.
Maria Montejo.
Hi, my name is Maria Montejo, but if you don't know how to pronounce it, just call me Maria. I'm a sophomore, a psychology major, and my hobbies are go to ski when there's snow, and read, and do cross stitch.
And Maria's from Spain.
Spain.
Debbie Waterland.
I'm Debbie Waterland. I grew up in Brazil, although I'm American, and so I kind of claim Brazil as my home. And I'm a business major. That's it.
Okay. Great. Thank you. Good to have you. Florence Bonheim.
Florence Bonfim. I am from Brazil, and my major is Bible Institute, and I like to play volleyball and watch the soccer guys playing.
And Florence, I apologize for slaughtering your name. I'm sorry. Sonia Horvatek.
My name is Sonia Horvatek, and I come from the most beautiful country. It's Yugoslavia. And my major is going to be English or East English right now. And my hobbies are reading, but like my brother and most of my family members, I like soccer.
Jinko Kano.
My name is Jinko Kano. I'm from Japan. And my hobby is play the violin and Japanese harp and going to penguins. My major is Bible. Thanks.
The next young man is a medical doctor. Who received his medical training in Leningrad, Russia, Dr. Zalman Yao.
My name is Zalman Yao. It's N-Z-A-U, but the N is silent. I come from Kenya, East Africa, Nairobi, in the Institute program. My hobby is talking if my accent doesn't bother you and meeting people. Thank you.
Andy Zollenkamp.
Right. My name is Andreas Zollenkopf. I'm from Frankfurt, West Germany. I'm involved in the Masters Institute program, and my hobbies are tennis and painting.
Jolie Au.
Hi, my name is Julie Au, and I'm from Hong Kong, and I'm a psychology major, and my hobby is reading.
And our newest international student is Momir Horvatek.
Zdravo. That means hello in Yugoslavian. I'm Sanja's brother, and it's my first year here, and I can say it is well with my soul to be with you today here. Soccer is my most favorite hobby.
I've got to tell you, Momir was just released recently from the Yugoslavian army, where he was the either number one or number two in the whole army in terms of physical fitness. Joyce Yu.
Hello, my name is Joyce Hoi. I come from Hong Kong. In fact, I live most of the time in China. And my hobby is listening to praise song. And my major is business. Thank you.
Ricardo Morales.
I am from Bogota, Colombia, and my major is business, and I like sharing with people and traveling. Thank you so much for your kindness during these days.
Sanjeev Sant Singh.
My name is Sanjeev Singh, and I come from the second most beautiful country, Sonia, India, and my hobbies are learning languages, playing the guitar, eating frozen yogurt, and playing tennis. And I'm doing sports ministry. Thank you.
Brian Smith.
How's it going, eh? My name's Brian. I'm from Canada. And I'm here to play baseball.
Cornell Tunz.
My name is Cornell Tunz. I'm from Romania. I came to U.S. 5 years ago. And my major is biblical studies. My hobbies are, besides having fun at the Masters, is reading the Bible and going out with the discipleship evangelism. Thank you.
Daniel Waterland. Oh, he's not here. He's hiding up there. Daniel, we'll just have you stand. Would you stand? Let's welcome Daniel Waterland. Isn't it great to have them here? Isn't that tremendous? Let's pray for them, and let's pray for Dr. MacArthur. Would you join me? Oh, there are two that I haven't mentioned. Wow. You forgot to put them on the list. Well, it's okay if you forgot to put them on the list. You know, we're not perfect here. Who did we forget to put on the list?
Okay. The young lady up there from Finland.
The young lady over there from Finland.
And what is her name?
I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry, love. I can't pronounce it.
The young lady from Finland. Let's welcome her.
My name is Raya Pitkänen, and I'm from Finland, and I really like this college.
Good for you. What's your major?
It's undecided.
That's okay. What, do you have a hobby?
Yeah, I love skiing. I'm skiing.
That's great. We're really glad you're here. Thank you. Okay. Yes. You're from Great Britain, I can tell.
No.
No.
I have dual citizenship. I was born in Brazil, so that makes me a Brazilian citizen. My folks are Americans, that makes me American citizen, so I've got two passports. I'm an MK from Brazil. My major is elementary ed. My hobbies are cooking, house cleaning, reading, cross-stitch, sewing, and anything to do with kids.
And your name?
Lois Burke.
Lois Burke. Glad you're here.
My name's Francis, and I'm from Macau, which is kind of by Hong Kong. And my main hobbies are in the martial arts. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Eleanor Tarrant, and I'm from America Samoa. This is Samoan Islands. I'm a business major here. This is my fourth year here. And my favorite hobbies are I like singing, and then because our island is so small, we only have one main road going around the whole island. And so it's like, I like traveling. Going back.
We're glad you're here. Everybody. Don, is that everyone?
Is anybody sitting on me?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Our God and Father, our hearts are filled to overflowing as we consider these young men and women that you've brought from so far to study with us, to love you with us, to grow together with us, to prepare to go back and, in most cases, to be used by you to reach their people, their nations, for Christ. Lord, we pray that in this time that they'll be with us, that they would experience your love through all of us, perhaps in greater ways than they ever have before. Help each one of us to reach to them and show them how much we love them. And Lord, may their joy be full. May their training be such that will truly equip them for excellence in serving you in their countries. We just pray it bless them with good health and everything good during the time that they're here with us. We think of our president today as he, in a few hours, will be speaking to a huge crowd in Manila, the Philippine Islands. We pray, Lord, that you would use him in a mighty way as he speaks on the subject, the authority of the Word of God. We pray for his health and strength as he would speak today and for his full recovery. We pray you'd bring him back to us safely. We think also, later today, as he would speak to 300 pastors, use him to touch their hearts and lives with your word in a way that's going to change their ministries, in a way that's going to make them even more effective in reaching and building the people of the Philippine Islands for your glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.